The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
I actually would like to talk real quick about a follow-up on my initial impressions of what I thought about Guild Wars 2. My wife and I recently picked up copies of it so that we could continue to fiddle around with it. As my friend who bought the copy who wanted to see how it ran loves the game so much that he's pretty much on it nonstop. We decided to remake characters, and we made characters so we could run around together, and a lot of the initial impressions were very well justified in the way they were laid out. The vistas are absolutely gorgeous. The exploration is a key factor. Crafting is actually very entertaining, although it doesn't seem to be as worthwhile as it would be in, say, like World of Warcraft or like EverQuest, where what you made is significantly better than what you can actually purchase. It seems to be roughly on par with what you find or you purchase. But everything has a custom look. You can do all sorts of customization. We found that there's all sorts of very interesting things you can do. You have when you have the ability to craft, you have to go out and get supplies, right? Remember in World of Warcraft, you always had like 4 bags full of all the crafting crap you went and picked up? Well, in Guild Wars 2, you click a little icon and you say, send to collection bank, and all the crafting stuff goes into its own special bank that's designed just for the collection stuff. Nice. So you don't have to carry it around constantly. On top of that, once it's in the collection bank, you can actually, when you go to the crafting location to craft your materials and stuff, you don't have to pull it back into your bags to craft. It just pulls it right from the bank, everything. So it's very good about that. You can also, you don't have to have like 20 people to start a guild. I started a guild. I got 4 members. Any of you listeners out there play Guild Wars 2, if you want to come over to the Borealis Pass, you can join the Gamers Haven Initiates. We have a small little guild. But the gameplay graphics, I set the graphics up to the max settings. There are a couple settings I did not max out. With the graphics set at the max settings, it is absolutely gorgeous. It'd be one of those things that I would love to see on like a big, huge 70-inch widescreen TV at, you know, super ultra high resolution with all the settings maxed out. The gameplay is very, very well done. It's very, very addictive. You sit down, you're like, I'm just going to play for an hour. And you get up, and it's like 4 hours later. It does a lot of things that, after you see them done in the game, you wonder why no other game system MMO has done them before. Yeah. The whole not having to go find people to do the stupid quests. And when the quest
actually,
is complete, you don't have to run back to the person to turn it in. You just get mail in your mailbox saying, thank you for helping.
There actually have been a couple games that have done that recently.
Well, recently.
Well, in the last
actually,
2 years.
Yeah, you don't have to really. They have a random dungeon thing for WoW now, so you don't actually have to go to the dungeons.
Yeah.
You can,
yeah, you do what's called a pickup
characters.
Game. Yeah. What's really interesting, and I didn't actually try it until just recently, is the world versus world function. There is actually you play server versus server against like your server, people from your server, against a whole other server's people on like specific maps. It is really, really well done. It's very well balanced, which is surprising because you know most games don't seem to be.
The PvP in Guild Wars has always been balanced to a certain extent because the PvP auto maxes your character. You are a max level character.
Yeah, but it's still PvP. And if you're in it for PvE though, you don't want to do PvP.
No, but the whole idea is that you actually have a full different set of equipment and everything.
Your character's completely different for PvE.
Like a completely different character.
Yeah. But the player versus enemy aspect is extremely
done. It's fantastic. The storylines are great.
Yeah. The areas are incredibly diverse. The animations are spectacular. The animations of the monsters and the characters is just incredible. If you just sit there and watch it, it just goes on and on and on before it finally starts to loop. It's got some really tricky puzzles for, like, platforming puzzles, which is something I haven't seen in a long time outside of Star Wars. But unlike Star Wars, which were unrelentingly difficult and frustrating, these, whereas they can be unrelentingly difficult, they're not as frustrating because you're not super penalized. Like, if you fall in certain areas in Star Wars trying to get the holocrons, because you have to do these platforming puzzles to get to them, if you fall in certain areas, you're dead. And there's no way of getting back.
You don't die from height drop.
Oh, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
that's
you right.
Can. Yeah. I've done belly flops of doom a lot. But
I meant in Guild Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I have. But unlike in Star Wars, where some of them, once you've missed them, there's no way of going back to get them, everything's capable of going back and getting to it. The highest vista point I've ever been to was terrifyingly high, to the point where, you know, the bottom of your stomach drops out as you get to the top to get to it. But they're worth
the view because it really lets you get a good look. I mean, it's almost self gratification on the part of the developers of like, look what we did. This is what we designed. Yeah. This is the world that we've designed for
you. Look at these beautiful graphics.
Yeah, but it's,
and you
but
just sit there and you just stare and drool.
Yeah, but they really do look good.
Yeah, it's well done. It's one of those things that I resisted it because I've had such bad luck with MMOs, but. One of the things I have to say that I'm very, very happy about is the whole buy it once, play it forever. I cannot emphasize enough how nice that is.
But that's why we're excited for Star Citizen, because it's going to be the same way.
The reason I'm so excited for Star Citizens is that actually it's an honest-to-God physics-driven flight sim, space sim, we haven't had since, like, 1999.
So you don't have to pay monthly?
No, there's no monthly fee. You buy it, you pay the $60 for the game, you own it.
Yeah, and you play it for as much as you want.
The only things that you ever pay for?
We've been kind of
playing.
What's the character classes?
I can show you when we get done.
Yeah, he'll show it to you.
Because,
it's gorgeous.
It's basically World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I mean, it boils down to very much like World of Warcraft. You've got elementalists who are your elemental mages. You've got defenders who are basically paladins. You've got
they're protectors, aren't they?
Guardian is what I'm thinking.
Warriors.
You've got warriors,
rangers,
rogues. You've got
alchemists.
Alchemists who are
necromancers,
like kind of like a gunslinger kind of class. Necromancer, and you've got the mesmer, who is kind of like an illusionist.
The mesmer are creepy. They wear freaky masks.
How easy is it to solo?
Very.
Very.
How easy is it?
Their website right now, the Star Citizen thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Star Citizen, we'll get into Star Citizen in a second. Yeah.
It's very easy to solo. Actually, I have one character.
It's a game that's actually designed for soloing. The Guild Wars 1 and 2 are designed to be online solo play games.
Because
where you can group.
The reason I asked, because my wife and I like WoW, and there's reasons we like WoW. We can play it together.
Mm-hmm.
We've joined a guild. Mm-hmm. It only takes 5 people to create a guild, but we've joined a guild of friendly people, and it's cartoonish enough, but they've created serious plots now, and at the higher level stuff now, they've started doing really fun things.
Take everything that World of Warcraft has become, and that's where Guild Wars is starting off at. So they really have room to progress upwards from here.
Yeah.
The only thing we don't like is the monthly.
And yeah, Guild Wars
doesn't have that.
I can show it to you when we're done. But
yeah.
It's a lot.
The graphics are significantly different though. The graphics are not cartoony. They're not as cartoony. They also take a lot of conventions that you normally have and they throw them on the ear like them. Like the animalistic race, you know, the anthropomorphic races are usually like, you know, big dumb brutes, right? No, not
in
this
one.
They're one of the smartest,
technologically most advanced races in the game.
They're smart.
I think we can get a little bit further into this once when we're done.
But no, honestly, if you've been on the fence, mulling over whether it's worth the purchase of playing Guild Wars 2, if you enjoyed World of Warcraft but had problems with the monthly fee, check it out. It's well worth the money. And, you know, you don't have to play it like you're going like it's going out of style because you're worried that you're not getting your money's worth out of a 30-day, you know, subscription. Because there isn't one. Pick it up, play, put it down for a couple weeks, pick it up, play some more.
Yep. All right.
You've been listening
listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.